الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers in Islam, sisters who may be listening over the streaming or the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the benefits of having a program in i'tikaf time is that some people just can't leave. They have to be here. So you got a captive audience. Whoever you ask about how Ramadan is going, how's the fast? So they say it's going fast. How's the fast? It's going fast. Din gine jate the jis din ke liye. We were still in Rajab. We were making dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. And Ramadan is almost over. And that in itself should be giving us a message that life is melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. Chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Life is melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day. And the Arabic poet, he says, the meaning of which is that, oh man, you are made up of moments. You are made up of moments, of time. Every time a moment passes by, it's as though a piece of you has fallen off. Except that it doesn't happen like that. It's not that 1 hour went by and one digit of our fingers fell off. It doesn't happen like that. One day, all of a sudden, everything will just come to an end. Hangama hayat ko khamosh kar gayi. Death will make this whole rat race quiet. It will silence us. And that's the reality. Our focus as human beings, as Muslims, should always be the akhirat. One of the central themes in the Holy Quran is the akhirat. Think and ponder, reflect over the verses of the Quran Sharif as you page through. Hardly a few verses go by. Every few verses Allah reminds us of the akhirat. Every few verses. Because that is the life. Everything else is on the way. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul. Oh Allah, there is no life but the life of the akhirat. And therefore these days and nights of Ramadan, the days and nights of the days of the last 10 days of Ramadan, the i'tikaf that is there, it's all for us to focus to, like the GPS says, recalculating route. It's for us to recalculate our route, to ponder and reflect over where we are going, where we are heading to, and realign ourselves. Realign ourselves towards the akhirat. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he says in a very beautiful verse of Urdu poetry that he wrote, that he composed near the Kaaba Sharif. He said that, Nagulo se mujhko matlab, Nagulo se mujhko matlab, نہ گلوں کے رنگ و بو سے کسی اور سمت کو ہے میری زندگی کا دھارا جو گرے ادھر زمین پر میرے اشک کے ستارے تو چمک اٹھا فلک پر میری بندگی کا تارا. He says that I'm not interested. Nagulo se mujhko matlab. The flowers are not my objective. Flowers doesn't mean now the flowers that you buy in Woolworths. Nagulo se mujhko matlab. The glitter, the glamour, the rat race, the properties, the palatial homes, the penthouse flats, the yachts, the boats, the planes, the classes, the first class suites, the business class suites, none of that is my objective. We can use all of it, but that's not my objective. That's never my purpose. Nagulo ke rangobu se, nor the glitter and the glamour, the colors, the scent of those flowers. That is not my objective as a human being, as a Muslim. Our objective is far more noble. Kisi aur simt ko hai, meri zindagi ka dhara. The direction of my needle, of my life, is in a totally different direction altogether. Our focus is always the akhirat. And that's what it should be. When a person's focus is the akhirat, then such a person will never be disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Such a person can never spoil his akhlaq and his character because something of the dunya he's losing. He will never lose his akhlaq and character. Such a person will never be overwhelmed by difficulties, by calamities. So many people become overwhelmed by difficulties and calamities. Maulana, now COVID came. We just finished from COVID. We were just about recovering and the riots came. We were just about recovering and the floods came away. So they broke down. No. A Muslim and a believer never becomes overwhelmed because he knows that here in this dunya, there's no such thing as perpetual happiness and there's no such thing as perpetual grief. La aisha illa aishul akhirah. So a Muslim and a believer never becomes depressed. He never becomes overwhelmed by the conditions that he's going through. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to read so often in this very masjid, Be kaifi me bhi to humne ek kaife musalsal dekha hai. بے کیفی میں بھی تو ہم نے ایک کیف مسلسل دیکھا ہے جس راہ کو ہم تجویز کرے اس راہ کو اسقل دیکھا ہے جس راہ سے وہ لے جاتے ہیں اس راہ کو اسحل دیکھا ہے. Even though things may not be working out for me, but in that bay kayfi, I see a kayfi musalsal, a constant kayfiyat, a constant happiness, serenity, joy. There is never an occasion for despondency, sadness for a Muslim and a believer. Whatever is happening because of the will of Allah Tabarak. A drop of water doesn't move from here to here without the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So if floods came, it came because of the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. They asked this morning in the Q&A on Radio Islam, that a lot of people are saying that these floods were an azab. So is it right to say that? So I said in the answer, that if the floods brought us closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then there couldn't have been a greater rahmat than that. And if we still remained in our same ways, we got further away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then there wasn't a greater azab than that. So for each person it's different. For some it was a rahmat, and for some it was an azab and a punishment. But this is the yardstick. Anything that happens, if we get closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it is a rahmat for us. It's a mercy for us. And if it takes us away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there can't be a greater azab and punishment than that. So this is what these days and nights of the Mubarak month of Ramadan are for us to recalculate, renavigate our lives, and to focus now on the Akhirat. It doesn't mean for a single moment that we are not going to engage in worldly activities. And why do we even call it worldly activities? For a Muslim and a believer, if every aspect of his life, his work, his business, his marriage, every part of his life can be an ibadat, so long as he focuses it like that, he makes it like that, he can be in his business and he's earning sawab and reward. And he can be with his wife and his family and he's earning sawab and reward. Because he's fulfilling the hukam and the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's all about changing the focus. Whatever we are doing with the niyat and the intention of ibadat. The akhirat is our goal. So then he says, Jo giri idar zameen par, mere ashk sike sitare. Remember, Hazrat wrote these verses near the Kaaba Sharif. So he says that when I go into sajda, and I tear, and my tears fall on the earth, here at the Kaaba Sharif, or wherever in the world. To chamak utha falak par, meri bandagi ka tara. Then from the skies, those tears of mine look like stars. Those tears of mine look like stars. But, we need to start somewhere. We need to start crying. Someone said that Ramadan is not for frying and Ramadan is not for brying. Although it's permissible to fry in Ramadan and it is permissible to bry in Ramadan, but that's never the objective. Someone might say, you have to clarify these things, otherwise they say that Mufti Sahib said, mustn't, not allowed to bry in Ramadan. You're allowed to bry in Ramadan, and you're allowed to fry also in Ramadan. But that's not the objective and the purpose. The purpose of Ramadan is crying and trying. We have to cry and try. And if we don't do that, then on the other side, things will be dry. We have to cry and try in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he taught us one dua that we should make. Allahumma rzuqni aynayn hattalatayn. Oh Allah, grant me eyes that sob in your love. Don't we remember those who have been here for Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi's majalis? He used to say so often that take a lesson from the young little child. He knows no other language but to cry. If he's hungry, he's crying. If he's thirsty, he's crying. If the nappy is messed, he's crying. The mother has to work out what's happened. And if he got colic, he's crying. And sometimes when the child just wants attention, the child cries. Sometimes when the child wants attention, the child cries. And therefore we should be crying in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This is what it's for. But when you're alone, don't go sit in the with the family if wife is asking you how you're keeping and you're crying and sobbing away there. No. Everything has got its place in deen. Sit and cry on your own. When you go there, then be happy, smile. Like how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he used to go into his home, he had the gham of the ummat on his shoulders. Dawamul ahzan. He had so much of worry, concern for the ummah. Yet when he went into the house, he went in smiling. One person told me that there was a person who told him that, Maulana, when I go into the house, then everyone runs into their rooms. So I said to him that then that's the quality of an animal, not the quality of a human being. People want to show that they're the men in the house. These are all akhlaq and character that we need to imbibe within our hearts. When we go into our homes, we go in smiling. You have light-hearted talk. You help in the chores, in the frying at the time of iftar. The men should help also. They'll go there and say, no, Maulana said Ramadan is not for frying. So that's why I made it very, very clear that you can fry. And if they ask you to help, then you must be helping. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to help around the house. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, someone asked her, what was his condition at home? She said, Kana rajulun min ar-rijal. He was a man from amongst the men. He would do the housework, he would talk, laugh and joke. When the azan used to be called out, then it was as though he didn't know us. Then he was heading to the masjid, then he was preparing for salah. But otherwise, he was a man from amongst the men. Kana rajulun min ar-rijal. Jo gire idhar zameen par, mere ashq ke sitare. These tears that fall here, that is what it's for. To cry in sajda before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in solitude. Ab ishq mein unki khatir hum aankhon se lahu barsayenge. Ab ishq mein unki khatir hum aankhon se lahu barsayenge. Jab dil se unhein hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. Now what are we going to do now that Ramadan is here? What are we going to do? Ab ishq mein unki khatir hum. For the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are going to shed tears of blood from our eyes. Lahu, lahu means blood. We are going to shed tears in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in seeking for forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what these days and nights are for. To cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to make an effort to try. To cry and to try. That is what it's all about. Our job is only to try. The results are not in our hands. Never. I remember Hazrat Maulana Yunus Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, my Ustad, on one occasion, he was pushing and he worked very hard for a decade perhaps for the eradication of interest from the Pakistan economy. And after a decade, one of the first international conferences of Islamic finance and banking, the people came and told him that the court has issued a ruling that it's not going to be possible at the moment to cancel and to eradicate interest. So how do you feel? A decade long of work, hard work, and it's all gone down the drain because of this one ruling of the court. So Hazrat responded with one verse of his own Urdu poetry. He said that, قدم ہو راہ الفت میں تو منزل کی حوص کیسی قدم ہو راہ الفت میں تو منزل کی حوص کیسی یہاں تو عین منزل ہے تھکن سے چور ہو جانا. He says, when our path and our intention is to progress in the path of love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever we're doing for the sake of Allah ta'ala, then how can we ever long to reach a destination? A lover never longs to reach a destination. Yaha to ain manzil hai, thakan se chur ho jana. Here the destination is just to tire ourselves, to make the effort, to try. The results are in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala won't let us down.
He will never ever let us down. All He wants to see is, jab dil se unhein hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. When we ourselves, from the deep recesses of our heart, we are going to want Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from our side, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala Himself will make karam. He Himself will open His doors of grace, His floodgates of mercy. He'll cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Allah ta'ala will grant it to us, but all He wants us to see, He wants to see from us is that we are making a little bit of effort. And we can't make a lot of effort. We are human beings. We are weak. Allah is strong. Allahumma antal qawi wa nahnu al-du'afa wa antal ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara. We are weak servants of Allah Ta'ala. All He wants to see from us is that we're making a little bit of effort. Then rahmat-e khuda bahana mi joyat. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala is just looking for an excuse. Just some excuse. There's some excuse to forgive us, to have mercy on us. But He wants us to see that we're making a little bit of effort. With sincerity, with ikhlas, with honesty, we are making an effort. Look at the young little child. The child is about to walk. The child is walking, just starting to walk. So the mother or the father puts the child there and says, beta, you take that step. Lift it up. Yeah, yeah, lift it up. The child is wobbling. He can't even balance straight. Wobbling child. And the child lifts up one leg, and before he puts the leg down, he's almost going to fall. And the mother or the father grab the child. And they say to the child, beta, what a great step you took. And in our days, they'll put it on the status also. Mohammed took his first step today. And they tell the whole family and everyone, Muhammad took his first step today. But they won't let that child fall down. You think if we take one step before Allah Ta'ala, towards Allah Ta'ala, Allah is going to let us fall? Allah will never let us fall. Jab dil se unhein hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. But we must want Allah Ta'ala from the deep recesses of our heart. This friendship of Allah Ta'ala, it's not limited. It's not for a certain group of people. No, you must have studied in madrasa, and or you must be a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, or you know what, you must be from one certain gam in India, then you can become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. No, you must be a Diobandi, then you can become the friend of Allah Ta'ala, otherwise you can't. No. The friendship of Allah Ta'ala, in the words of our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to say that Allah Ta'ala apni dosti ka taj har kisi ke sar pe rakhna chahta hai. Allah Ta'ala wants to put the crown of His friendship on everyone's head. Everyone's head. It's just that we must extend our hands and take it from Him. That's all. And when we get the friendship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when Allah becomes ours, then everything is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing can be ours. We can have outwardly everything, but it just doesn't matter. It's of no consequence if Allah is not ours. And if you are ours, oh Allah, then everything is ours. The heavens are ours and the earth is ours. And it doesn't need a lot of hard work. To become the friend of Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't need a lot of hard work. Hard work in Urdu is mehnat. Mehnat. So it doesn't need a lot of mehnat. But it does need a lot of himmat. Himmat is courage. It requires the courage of lions to become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. And that's all we need to get. That's what we must be striving and yearning and trying to earn. Himmat, courage. Courage to keep away from sins, from vices, from evils. A lot of the time we are doing the things that we are supposed to be doing. One person came to the office many, many years ago. He said to me, Maulana, Darul Ihsan officers. He said to me, Maulana, give me something to read. So I told him something to read. From the hadith, three quls, morning, evening, whatever. So he said, that I'm doing, Maulana. Give something else, what must I do? Tell me something. So I said, okay, then try and make ishraq. Every day, Maulana, a day doesn't go by, I don't make my ishraq. Every day I'm making ishraq. So I said, okay, then what about chash, salah, salatul duha in the mid-morning, now you're busy at work and all that, it's a difficult time. He said, Maulana, every day I'm doing that. So I said, okay, then maybe, how about awabin, supper time that is now, you're running to chow. So how about that? So he said, Maulana, every day I'm doing awabin and that. So I said, okay, maybe tahajjud then will be a tough one for him now. So he said, not a day goes by, so many years I'm making my tahajjud. So I said, Quran recitation, everything he was doing, whatever you are saying he was doing. I said, okay, let me tell you something now that you must not be doing. So now he got a shock all of a sudden now. I asked him to tell me things I must do, and this fellow is telling me things that I mustn't do. So I said, okay, keep away from, protect your eyes, protect your heart. He said, all that I do. I said, you watch TV. He said, Maulana, sports and news only. So I said, the news reader, is it all the time a man, or sometimes it's a female also? Most of the time it's a female. So he said, no, there are females also. So I said, then how come? How does it work then? Aren't you looking at that female? Aren't you committing a sin then? Aren't you not looking after your eyes then? And sports, what you like? He said, Maulana, hey, there's the FA Cup, Bundesliga. So I said, do they cover their thighs? They don't. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw one sahabi, his thigh was open. He said, Al-Fakhidhu awratun ghattiha. The thigh is part of the awrah, cover it. It's not permissible for someone to look at that, it's not permissible. So we don't even realize sometimes and we're committing sins. And one sin, it takes away the noor of our ibadat. One sin, it takes away the noor of our ibadat. Of course, if a person makes tawbah, istighfar, then that noor will come back. But it takes it away. So sins are something that we need to keep away from. Many of us are doing the things that we are supposed to be doing. Hazrat used to say, you don't need to do a lot. Farz, wajib, sunnat, mu'akkada, do that much, and the balance of the time just keep away from sins. And that is how the light of taqwa will then shine in our hearts. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to give an example. And he used to say that we all did a little experiment when we were in school, science class. I don't know, nowadays they got different names for science also. But we, in our days it was simple, it was called science. History was history, geography was geography. But nowadays, I don't know what they call it, life orientation and this and that, and new names. Nevertheless, science class, the teacher told us to do an experiment. He said, you must go to the corner electric shop and buy one bulb and one battery and a wire. Didn't we all remember? All remember? Anyone doesn't remember, they can send you back to school. So we did that. And then you take the wire and you connect it to the battery and you connect it to the positive and negative ends of the battery and the bulb and the light shines. Don't we remember? And if you take the light away, the wire away, from either the positive or the negative, either one of them, or from both, then the light doesn't shine. We did that. We remember that. Just like that. we all have got one light of taqwa in our hearts. The light of the friendship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts. And we have to connect the wire to positive ibadat and negative ibadat. Positive ibadat are the things that we are supposed to be doing. And negative ibadat are the things that we are supposed to be abstaining from. When we do both things, then the light of taqwa shines in our heart. Then the light of the friendship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shines in our heart. Then we become the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we see the light. And if either one of these things are missing, then the person doesn't see the light of taqwa. It doesn't happen. These are all lessons that we take from our science. Everything that we see around us, we are supposed to be taking lessons from them. And when we do both things, and we get the friendship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala comes into our heart, wallah, Allah, nothing can contain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. It is only the broken hearts of the believers that can contain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Only the broken hearts of the believers. In the hadith Qudsi, it's mentioned, أَنَا عِنْدَ مُنْكَسِرَةِ الْقُلُوبِ. I live in the broken hearts of the believers. How does the heart break? The heart breaks when we break our haram desires. That is how the heart breaks. And then when Allah Ta'ala comes into that heart, the person gets the enjoyment of both the worlds. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he says, in that same verses, part of it that we recited earlier, he says, Basale na kisi ko dil mein, dil hi ka kaleja hai. Basale na kisi ko dil mein, dil hi ka kaleja hai. पहाड़ों को तो बस आता है जलकर तूर हो जाना पहाड़ों को तो बस आता है जलकर तूर हो जाना To contain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, only the heart has got that kaleja. Kaleja we won't translate as now liver. Let's say the guts. Only the heart has got the capacity to contain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even the mountains cannot contain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The mountains also, all they know is to smash, to burn out and to shatter into smithereens like Mount Tur. When Allah ta'ala put his tajalli on there, it shattered into smithereens. In the ninth juz it is. The incident is mentioned. Ja'alahu dakka. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَعِقًا It's shattered into smithereens. But the heart has got the capacity to contain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes into a person's heart, then he gets the enjoyment of both the worlds. Don't even ask about the enjoyment that person gets. وَشَاهِ دُو جَهَاں جِس دِل مَيْ آئے مَزَي دُونَوْ جَهَاں سَي بَرْ كَي پَائے اَرَيْ يَارُو That king of both the worlds, when he comes into a person's heart, then that person, the enjoyment, the happiness, the bliss, the serenity, the contentment that person gets is far more than the enjoyment of both the worlds. Far more enjoyment that person gets. He may have nothing, but he's got Allah in his heart, he's got everything. Are yaro jo khalik ho shakar ka, jamale shams ka noore qamar ka. Oh friends, he says, The one who is the creator of the sweetness in sugar, the grandeur of the beauty in the sun, the magnificence of the beauty in the moon. Mat poocho lazzate zikre khuda nami. Don't even ask about the enjoyment that there is when I have Allah in my heart. Don't even ask about it. Magar, but he says, magar ye daulat milti hai kahan se. But where do you get this treasure from? Batau mein ye milti hai jahan se. Shall I tell you where we get it from? Ye milti hai khuda ke aashiqon se, duaon se aur unki sohbaton se. You get it from the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by acquiring their du'as. Not necessarily asking them for du'as. We must acquire their du'as, earn their du'as. When their hands lift up, they must be automatically making du'a for us. Aur unki sohbaton se, and by staying in their company. By staying in their company. Not just visiting now and again. By staying in their company. Maulana Mansoorul Haq sahab, he says, Dosat Shaykh ka itna, ke unke misl bano tum. Stay with your Shaykh, with the pious, with the righteous servants of Allah Ta'ala so much that you become just like them. That your talking is like their talking, that your walking is like their walking. How they raise their eyes is like how you would raise your eyes now. Everything, your living and your dying must be like theirs. Kabhi kabar visit ko to company nahi kehte. Now and again visiting is not called staying in the company. Now and again visiting is not called staying in company. The chicken, the hen has to sit on those eggs continuously for the eggs to hatch. And for the 21 days, it's called, the hen becomes broody. Broody it's called in farming language. So she sits on the eggs. And then for the 21 days, she doesn't even move. No eating, no drinking, nothing. She's sitting there. I'm not saying now you must go by the sheikh and mustn't eat and drink and all of that. But stay in constant company. Then see how Allah Ta'ala blesses, He gives. We've got, wallah, we got so many ni'mats and bounties here in this country, South Africa. We must value them. Go and see in other countries, let alone non-Muslim, Muslim countries, they don't have programs like this. They don't have solid etikaf programs and nasihat that's being given and zikr programs and du'as and all of, it doesn't happen in other places. We've got a lot of ni'mats and bounties and a lot to be grateful for. And we must be grateful for these things, take full maximum opportunity and become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. If we become the friends of Allah Ta'ala, then we've acquired our objective of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan was for taqwa. Fasting was for taqwa. But how? How does fasting give us taqwa? Did we ever ponder, reflect? We just didn't eat and drink from the morning till the evening. How did fasting bring us taqwa? And taqwa, sometimes we translate it as fear Allah. But that's a very loose translation. In the absence of anything better, we say that. But taqwa actually means to abstain. It comes from the word waqa. Waqina adaban na. Oh Allah, save us, keep us away from the fire of Jahannam. Taqwa means to keep away. To keep away from what? From sins, from vices, from evils. So how does fasting make us keep away? How does it? From sins. So just one little example that's coming to mind. We all made wuzu before we came for salah. And we would have gargled our mouths. Yet, because of one small little intention and niyat that we made in the beginning of the day, بِسَوْمِ غَدٍ نَوَيْتُ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. That small little niyat we made that, Ya Allah, we're fasting today. We were so careful when we gargled our mouth, that we didn't even allow a droplet of water to go down the throat. Even if it went, the guy next door wouldn't have even known. The one making wuzu right next to us, he wouldn't have known. But fasting created that Allah consciousness within us. It created that Allah consciousness within us. So just like that, when we come out of the month of Ramadan now, we must realize and understand جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہلِ جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. That which we do hiding from the people of the world, someone is watching us from above. Someone is watching us from above. Every little, Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say in his dua, oh Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant on a pitch black rock, on the darkest of all nights, you are well aware of the movement of that ant. How can we hide from Allah Tabarakat. If you unpack that we hide from people and we commit sins, if you just unpack that a bit, it means that we hid from people because we considered them to be people of sight, and we didn't hide from Allah Ta'ala because we considered him to be blind, na'uzubillah. That's what it means. So these things help a person to conscientize himself, bring Allah consciousness, become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Life will become blissful and happy and serene. Everything will be worked out when a person becomes the friend of Allah Ta'ala. And that's what these days and nights are for. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma rabbana, ya rabbana, ya rabbana, zalamna anfusana. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى إليك ربنا فحببنا وفي أنفسنا لك فذللنا وفي أعين الناس فعظمنا ومن سيء الأخلاق فجنبنا اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا عينين هطالتين تسقيان القلوب بظروف الدموع قبل أن تكون الدموع دما والأدراس جمرا يا رب العالمين يا الله forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darknesses of nights, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our wives and children, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we have not been able to do any sort of justice to the Mubarak days and nights of Ramadan. Ya Allah, but whatever remains of it, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to value every single moment of it, O my beloved Allah. You make us do in these days and nights those actions that will be pleasing to you. Ya Allah, you make us like how you would love to see one of your servants, and make us like how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have been proud to see one of his ummatis, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, grant us eyes that sob in your love and a heart that throbs for you, O my beloved Allah. Grant us eyes that sob in your love and a heart that throbs for you. Oh my beloved Allah, everything else has become our heart throb. Ya Allah, you make you our heart throb, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, fill our heart up with your love. Hame apna qurb naseeb farma, apni marifat ata farma, apna yaqeen naseeb farma, taqwa wali zindagi ata farma, ikhlas ki daulat se mala mal farma, ihsani kayfiyat ata farma. Accept our broken efforts, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we know that they are not worthy of acceptance. Ya Allah, but we also know that you are Kareem. And Kareem is that being who gives to those who are unworthy. Ya Allah, we are those unworthy servants of yours. Ya Allah, we don't deserve any goodness and kindness from on your part. Ya Allah, but we are seeking and beseeching you. We have come to your door with a lot of hope, O my beloved Allah. Tere dar par tera banda, ba ummide karam aya. Ya Allah, we have come with a lot of hope, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, don't shatter our hopes. Ya Allah, don't shatter our hopes. La taruddana khaibin, la taruddana khasirin. Have mercy on our condition. Ya Allah, make a decision of khair and goodness for us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, grant the ummah dominance throughout the world, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, there's so much of discord and disunity. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the scholars and the ulama of the ummah. Ya Allah, protect us from
from ever being a cause of disunity and discord in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. O my beloved Allah, sabko nek aur ek bana de. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ko muzakka, mujalla, musaffa bana de. Take out from our hearts, O my beloved Allah, all spiritual illnesses and maladies. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما فضل فرما فضل فرما دل بدل دے change the condition of our hearts گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے میرا ظاہر سور جائے الہی میرے باطن کی ظلمت دور کر دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے یا اللہ those who are sick and ailing grant them shifa and cure یا اللہ we have got so many physical sicknesses یا اللہ protect us grant us protect us from pain from discomfort یا اللہ those who are going through treatments oh my beloved Allah our friend Umar Basa who is a musalli of this masjid is undergoing treatment ya Allah grant him complete shifa and cure ya Allah protect him from the side effects of that treatment oh my beloved Allah ya Allah Maulana Muhammad Gardi is going through he went through some procedures ya Allah unka saaya hamare saron par ta de afiyat ke saath rakh ya Allah those who are going through financial difficulties or any other challenge ya Allah and who is there in this world who is not going through difficulties and challenges ya Allah you hold our hands and help us navigate through the different challenges of life. Ya Allah, you become our guide. Let the Quran Sharif be our guide. Let the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be our guide. Ya Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, grant them compatible marriage partners. Ya Allah, who are means and an aid for the goodness in their dunya and their akhirat, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away from the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from our friends and family members, Ya Allah, fill their qabrs with noor. When the time of our death comes, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat and blessings. Let our last words be the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Let it be the best day of our lives, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, let our souls come dancing towards you whilst the angels are calling out, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us shade of your arch on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, cause us to cross pul sirat like the speed of lightning and enter us into Jannat without any reckoning, O my beloved Allah. All the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our brothers and sisters with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. And the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with that goodness. And from all the shar, the evils, the fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection from. Ya Allah, protect us, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balaag. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين